Hello and welcome to Dolph's Parlor, the podcast that gets you hard or wet or whatever anatomical reaction may ensue from you being deeply, tantalizingly, sensually aroused. I'm your host, Dolph Metzen. Hello, darling. As you know, the Olympics are over. But there's one event that you may have missed. The world wasn't ready for it just yet. It's the Male Moaning Olympics. Six competitors compete for gold to find out who is the world's best moaning performer. I know that you are going to be completely enraptured by the moaning performances of these top-tier VAs who so generously agreed to participate in my project. I'd like to note that this story was written by myself and my good friend, Sammy Marks, who you should definitely follow the link in the show notes to her other works, because I'm sure you'll enjoy them. Now, without further ado, grab the lube, a towel, and get stroking, because the show is about to begin.
The crowds are flooding into the stadium today in this historic event at the Paris 2024 Olympics. The very first time male moaning has been included in an Olympic competition.
That's right, Dolph. The stands are positively shaking with enthusiasm as everyone is anxious to find out if their nation's most seductive moaner will bring home the gold.
Would you listen to that crowd roar? Here they come, entering onto the stage, our first contestants. And by golly, if they are not a handsome bunch.
They are indeed. One of the beautiful things about this competition is the sheer variety in athletic physiques and instruments on display from our contestants.
Just goes to show that beautiful, moaning voices come in all different packages.
So many nice packages.
I was referring to their larynxes.
Of course. Me too.
For our audience listening in at home, the contestants have entered the competition zone completely nude and already sporting some impressively erect penises. Sammy, do you think it's good strategy to start with an erection this early in the event? Or do our competitors risk going flaccid before it's their time to shine?
Dolph, let's not forget, these athletes have been training tirelessly all year to be the best in the world. For these moaners, that means not only their voice needs to be in top shape, but their stamina as well. I don't think we'll see many competitors going soft today.
That's right. You can bet those penises will be stiff and leaking all the way to the finish line. Looks like the judges are taking their seats. Soon, we will hear from our first competitor, who will have 1 minute to complete their moaning performance, simulating intercourse with their hand as they reach climax for the judges. Sammy, any favorites to take home the big prize today?
This is a brand new event for the Olympics, so no one knows quite what to expect. Erotic moaning is one of the few truly international languages that people from anywhere are sure to enjoy.
And yet, there are so many different elements that our competitors could choose to bring into their performance to set themselves apart for our judges.
Looks like the representative from Puerto Rico will be starting us off today. He's approaching the microphone now.
This is what you want, huh? This is what you want? Oh my god.
Holy cow! Are you sweating too? Oh, I think I'm gonna have to loosen this tie up a bit because, wowza, things just got real steamy in here. Wait, keep those hands on the table, Sammy.
I was adjusting my skirt, honest. truly a mind-blowing feat of vocal prowess. Wait, what's this? We're getting word that the contestant from Puerto Rico has been disqualified. Evidently, he was using an illegal rectal device.
Let's watch that instant replay. Yes. Yep. You can see here as the camera zooms in on his butt, there does appear to be a prostate stimulator visibly protruding from his ass. God, what a shame. That's got to be a real tough call by the judges to disqualify an angelic voice like his. But rules are rules after all, and each of these athletes must have been aware that no toys were allowed in this event.
Next up to the microphone, oh my lord, that's a big hunk of man.
Shit! Did his big swinging dick just knock over the microphone stand?
No extra points for that feat, but it's safe to say that this contestant from Great Britain has captured the judge's attention. Hey, Dolph, want to pick your jaw up off the floor?
Honestly, I didn't even know they came in that size. His dick looks like it swallowed a baby giraffe.
Shh. He's about to start.
Oh. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh.
Another stellar performance. You could just feel his animalistic passion with every stroke of his cock.
And how about that finish? Those guttural moans accompanying his climax were nothing but pure, unfiltered masculine desire.
One thing is for certain, our other contestants are going to be hard-pressed to top that performance. Ah, looks like the judges are ready to deliver the scores. Unbelievable! The first scored performance of the evening, and the gentleman from Great Britain is bringing down the house with a combined 9.5 out of 10. Can't say that I'm surprised, and by the look of that smug grin on the contestant's face, he isn't either.
The judges seem to be getting into a heated argument of some kind. I wonder what could cause such an animated discussion. Oh my god! That female judge has just slapped another female judge right in the mouth.
Oh, Damn! What a smack! You know that's going to sting in the morning, Sammy.
Evidently, this contestant had sexual relations with both of those lady judges.
And they're not happy about it.
Not one bit, Dolph. Those judges are seething with jealousy.
Now that is a classic Olympic miscalculation. We've seen it time and again, Sammy. These competitors are so eager to secure an advantage by trading sexual favors that they sow their wild oats in one too many judges. And you can see the fallout for yourself.
You know what they say about a woman scorned. It looks like yet another disqualification. What a shame.
A stunning performance, nonetheless.
Next up, we have contestant 3, also representing Great Britain.
Does he not look like just the most innocent boy next door that you've ever seen? Hard to imagine anything but sweet praise coming out of those lips.
Mm-hmm. Just the picture-perfect man to bring home to Mama. Minus that raging hard-on, of course.
He's getting ready to start.
Fuck.
On second thought, he might not be quite ready to be introduced to Mama.
You can introduce him to this Mama.
Whoa! Are you stroking the kitty right now? Sammy, I think we need to focus on the commentary. These athletes work so hard, we owe them... God damn, you're really working it, girl. Let's hope the judges share your enthusiasm.
Got a bit lost in the, artistry of the performance for a moment there. I don't know about you, but I was very captivated by his decidedly youthful approach. Nothing held back, almost like he was overwhelmed by the sheer power of his own sexual appetite.
Absolutely. This competition isn't only about technique. You love to see a young athlete like this one who can manifest a deep, primal need in their moaning. Ah, the judges are finished deliberating. Wow!
A very respectable score from the judges, but will it be enough to bring home the gold?
I'm just happy we've finally got some points on the board for this event. Next, a very handsome contestant from Germany, hopping up to the microphone with some real spunk in his step. That's what we like to see.
This one's definitely eager to please. My money says he's going to be a crowd favorite. Oh, here he goes.
Hey!
What's this? It appears one of the spectators from the crowd has broken past the security barricade and is making a mad dash to the competitor from Germany.
Yes, Sammy. They are now kneeling down in front of the competitor and trying to, help him?
You can say that again, Dolph. The spectator is grasping for the competitor's erect penis and shouting something that I can't quite make out? Where is security?
Oh, what are you doing? Get your hands off my dick. Go away.
I'm getting word from the floor that the spectator is screaming, Germany number one, I can help you win for the homeland. Oh boy. Well, nobody said there was a shortage of national pride at these events.
Security has arrived and is escorting the spectator off the stage. The competitor appears flustered, but is continuing his performance.
Fuck yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, I didn't make it in time.
The buzzer has sounded, which marks the end of the 1 minute time allowance. But surely the judges will let him have extra time to finish.
I know, I need it.
What's that, Sammy?
I mean, of course he needs extra time. He was interrupted at the 30-second mark, and therefore the clock should have stopped. There's a flurry of activity at the judge's table.
Oh, I can see they're busting out the rule book. This could take some time. While they deliberate, now would be a good time to mention one of the sponsors for this event. Let's see here. Ah, here it is. Jizzberry. Ladies, do you crave to please your man by swallowing all his squirmy wormies? But hate that his spunk tastes like junk? Well, look no further, because Jizzberry has you covered. Just squirt a dollop of Jizzberry into his morning coffee, and in only a few short hours, that icky, bitter-tasting man cream will be transformed into a delectable treat that will have you coming back for more and more, just as quickly as your man can churn them out. Remember, a loyal man is a Jizzberry man. This product has not yet been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Jizzberry may cause long-lasting and unwanted fruit-flavored bodily excretions. And now, back to our scheduled programming.
It appears that the judges have arrived at a verdict. Oh, that's a shame. The judges have declared that they will not be allocating any more time to the German competitor. Apparently, the rules state that once the clock is started, it can't be stopped. Perhaps this will be reviewed at the next Olympic summit, but for now, the rule has to be enforced.
Still, the judges awarded him a score of 7 out of 10. Not bad, considering how roughly he was, jerked around by that spectator.
And now for our next contestant, an Olympian representing the United States.
Sheesh, who is this guy? Sounds like he brought his own cheer brigade.
Let's hope he lives up to the hype.
Fuck.
Holy semen rocket! Did you see that?
If it wasn't on camera, I wouldn't believe it.
Oh, it's on camera, all right. And on the cameraman, too.
Let's see the instant replay. Here he is, furiously beating his meat, and you can actually see the moment right here when his eyes widen and his own orgasm catches him by surprise.
And there it goes, a massive ejaculate spray, just absolutely blasting at least 3 meters onto the camera and splattering all over the lens.
Would you call that a photo finish, Dolph?
That's one way of putting it, Sammy. Unfortunately, the competitor did not use the full 1 minute for his performance. And you can bet that will cost him some points with the judges.
The scores have been tabulated. Oh, there's a full 2-point deduction. That could cost him a spot on the podium.
It is unfortunate, but the rules are clear that the full minute must be used. Finishing too quickly is for the amateurs.
You can say that again. Up next, we have the competitor from Australia. Now, Dolph, I have had the pleasure to witness the skills of this one personally.
How personally are we talking?
I shouldn't reveal too much, but I was a judge at the Australian Male Moaning Semifinals in Sydney.
Of course you were.
Anyway, I happen to know that this one is a real crowd pleaser. I wasn't the only one mesmerized by his vocal prowess. He received a perfect score at those events. So let's listen closely and see if he will continue to amaze the crowds here.
Oh, God, Sammy. Ugh. Oh, yeah. Sammy. Fucking Sammy. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me, Sammy.
Sammy, is he moaning your name right now?
It, appears to be that way, Dolph.
Looks like you left quite an impression on him as well.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck me, Sammy, fuck me, Sammy, fuck me, Sammy, fuck me, Sammy. Oh my God. Yes.
Are you okay? You look a little flushed.
I'm good.
You sure? Your forehead's getting a bit damp, and your pupils are kind of dilated.
Oops. It looks like I dropped my pencil under the desk. I'll be right back.
What? We don't use... what are you doing? Get out of there! Hey, you can't... While the judges deliberate the final scores... Oh, fuck! Can we cut to a commercial real quick? Yeah. No? Shit. I guess we're going to have a late entry to the moaning competition then. Oh, yeah. That's good. That's so fucking good. Oh, fuck. Word from the judges is... No. Make your lips tight, baby. Yeah, good girl. Oh, good girl. Oh. Mm. The winner of the gold is... Ah. That guy. Oh, fuck. The guy, what's his name, from... somewhere. Listening to all those horny men got you feeling some type of way, huh, Sammy? Oh, you just couldn't wait to have something hitting the back of your throat, could you? Oh, yeah? Then fucking take it all the way. Yeah, fucking choke on it. Huh? Oh, right. What do they want me to say? Thank you for tuning in to this historic event. Live. Obviously fucking live. Oh, my fucking God. Oh, fucking swallow it, baby. Oh, Sammy. Oh, Sammy, stop. Stop. Oh, if you keep that up, I'm gonna bust. Oh. You dirty bird. Oh, you want my load, don't you, baby? Want me to fuck my load right into your throat? Yeah? Right there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, squeeze my balls just like that. Fuck, yes! Oh, oh. That was fun. Oh, here's a tissue for the mess.
Oh, ouch.
Oh, watch your head, damn.
Do you think we're fired?
Yeah. Pretty sure everyone's getting fired, Sammy.
Thanks for listening, everyone. If this show got you hard, then you owe me a 5-star rating. Hey guys, listen up. If you're enjoying my work, I would very much appreciate it if you'd consider supporting me by joining my Patreon channel. There you will find exclusive content as well as access to my Discord server, where we can all have nice little chats every day. I'm very much looking forward to meeting you. So check out the link to that Patreon in the show notes, and I hope that you all have a very good day. Peace out.